Mike Pavlichko on Central Jersey Sports Radio. GMC Tournament semifinals. One of them is going to be the 9-seed Monroe and the 5-seed South Plainfield. They beat the 4-seed Metuchen on the road today, 7-6, hanging on for dear life at the end. Head coach Scott Gleichenhaus, have you got to take a deep breath yet after this one? Because that sounds like a wacky game.
Yeah, I've taken a few deep breaths.
Well, Coach, I mean, listen, let's go to the beginning. You guys take a 3-0 lead in the first inning. They chip away, get a 2-run homer. They get another run in the second inning. It's tied 3-3. You guys go ahead 7-3, and then they come back in the bottom of the six with three more runs. It's 7-6. Tell me, up to at least the sixth inning, through the sixth inning, how that game went for you guys.
Oh, man, it was a fight. We were going back and forth. Just when you think, you know, you take the game over, you're in a good place. Everybody's feeling confident, getting the runs across. Next thing you know, Metuchen just jumps right back in it, and it proves they're well coached. They're a good ball club, and you know it was just a great ball game.
You guys relish those type of games, don't you?
Well,
I know you'd like to win a little more comfortably, but this is kind of how you guys win games sometimes.
Yeah, you have to find a way, and our roster's thin this year, thinnest we've ever been numbers wise throughout the whole program, and you just hope the guys that we have can get the job done when the opportunities come around. And Andrew Bennett was on the mound. We rolled him back out there in the bottom of the sixth. And I'm not looking at the book, but I believe that, you know, they get a hit, and then they wind up getting two runners on, and I think it was Jalemi's up, and he throws an inside fastball. Umpire says that it nicked his shirt. Next thing you know, the bases are loaded, and we're like, oh boy. Here we go again.
Yeah. And now take me to the seventh inning. So you guys hold them to 3 in the sixth. It's 7-6. You're scoreless in the seventh. Last licks for them. They've got runners on first and third, and you guys get out of it somehow. Tell me how.
They had first and second, and kid launches a ball in the right field. Our right fielder, Joe Stanzione, comes in out of nowhere, lays out, catches the ball. Their kid that was at second base tags up the third. We thought he had left early, but umpires thought differently. So now you have a first and third situation with two outs, and I think there was two strikes on the bat. I don't know if it was a 1-2 count or just an 0-2 count, and the runner leaves early. Our pitcher, our relief pitcher, Jaden Jimenez, steps off. Under control the entire time, did not panic. Maybe they were thinking, I know what they were thinking, trying to get him to panic and make a move, make him balk. He steps off, gets the ball to the shortstop. Shortstop throws to the first baseman, McCarthy. We have ourselves a rundown. And McCarthy, the runner at third, got off the base a little bit. McCarthy snaps the ball to our second baseman, Gabe Garcia, who, for some reason, I guess he just knew, he snapped the ball to third base, and we got the runner at third leaning, and umpire banged him, and that was the end of the game.
As Tim McCarver said after that great Keith Hernandez double play, just your routine pickoff play, right? 1-6-3-4-5.
Yeah, I've never – there were a few things in this game that I'd never seen, and
– that's one of them.
That was – certainly one of them.
Not on your bingo card.
I would have to look back at the scorecard again, but there were a few moments in this game where things happened that I was like, that could be the first time I've ever seen that.
Well, the NJSIA has OOWP and PowerPoints, but they don't have a thing called style points. So doesn't matter. You win, you move on, you advance, and also for PowerPoints, you know, you beat a team here that had 16 wins. So that's certainly helpful. But listen, let's talk about next up. You guys are going to play Monroe here. They upset the top seed, so nobody's looking at Monroe and going, ah, they're just a 9 seed. They beat the top seed in the tournament.
Yeah, Monroe's tough. They're always tough. They've always been a rival for us. Going back when I played ball back in the 90s in the old white division days, and you know they got two solid pitchers. We're likely going to see one of the best in the county in Fagan, and we just got to hope our guys are prepared and ready to go.